Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz is expected to announce soon if he's running for a third term, but there's a new Republican challenger. Representative Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove has announced that she's running for governor.
Minnesotans have been saddled with huge tax increases and debt, unsafe communities, education achievement has plummeted, and we have more than $1 billion in fraud. And so I just felt like it's time to jump in. I am a leader who will stop the insanity and bring common sense back.
Robbins has served in the Minnesota House since 2019 and is the current chair of the Fraud Prevention and State Agency Oversight Committee. Republicans Scott Jensen and Kendall Qualls have also announced they're running for governor. There's a leadership shakeup at Minnesota-based Target. The company announced today that CEO Brian Cornell is stepping down and being replaced by Chief Operating Officer Michael Fidelke. Cornell will transition to executive chair of the board of directors in February. He said in a statement, quote, "I step into the role with an urgent commitment to drive growth and deliver better results." How much do parents know about their children's access to social media? Following the announcement that Minnesota is suing TikTok for preying on children, teacher Sean Patton says many parents are really in the dark.
One of the most common questions I'm asked as a health teacher is, are you covering social media? So that it's a concern, right? They're concerned, and they're concerned about what they don't know.
Patton says TikTok is very popular with students at his school, and it's impacting their time in the classroom and abilities to learn. The lawsuit claims the social media platform is violating the state's consumer protection laws. University of Minnesota service workers unanimously recommend a no vote on their employer's last, best, and final offer. Teamsters Local 320, which represents the workers, says this is after 40 hours of state-mandated mediation and a threat to strike if an agreement wasn't reached by midnight Tuesday. They say UMN sent its offer at 1 a.m. and that it falls short of the group's goals, which include wages, increases, higher shift differentials, and improved working conditions. The union will conduct a secret ballot vote. A new clinic on St. Cloud's east side is offering free health care to residents starting later this month. Located inside Salem Lutheran Church, the outpost will be staffed by nursing students and faculty from the College of St. Benedict and St. John's University. Services include point-of-care screenings, sick visits, and referrals available Mondays and Wednesdays on a first-come, first-served basis. The 72nd Princess K of the Milky Way will be coronated tonight at the Minnesota State Fair Band Shell. Reigning Princess K Rachel Visser of Hutchinson will crown one of the 10 county dairy princesses for this year's title. The winner will serve as the goodwill ambassador for Minnesota's dairy farmers and industry for the next year. The Minnesota Twins have announced details of their upcoming events at the Minnesota State Fair. They'll have interactive games, giveaways, and special appearances by current and former players throughout the 12 days. It all starts tomorrow when Hall of Famer Tony Oliva will be on hand at the Minnesota Twins Experience. The area is located on the south end of Cooper Street at Judson Avenue next to the International Bazaar. This is MNN.